Romans chapter 9. You'll find your place right there. We'll read a few verses, probably three. The first three verses here in this chapter this morning. I'll try to preach to you for a while by the help of God.
Amen.
God don't help me, He can't help you.
Amen.
But the Lord will help me, the Lord will help you.
Amen.
And I certainly need the Lord to help me, and I believe you need the Lord to help you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So you pray today the Lord will help us do for us what needs to be done this morning in this service. Amen. And I don't want to take a long time. By the help of God, I'd like to take less than 30 minutes this morning. Amen. Romans chapter 9, verse 1. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. We've got too many lying, saved people today. We've got among us today some lying preachers. I'm sorry. If anybody ought to be honest, they ought to be a man of God. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. That verse 3, you notice he says, for I could wish. He didn't say that he did wish. He said, I could wish. Amen. But what a wish that was. Amen. We wish for a lot of things, but a lot of things we wish for are not really right. But we need to wish for some right things. So Paul said, I could wish. I could wish. He said that I myself might be a curse from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. I stand here before you this morning.
Yes, sir.
I need a burden today.
Yes, sir.
I need a burden this morning. And I trust today that the desire and the prayer of our hearts this morning might be that God would give us a burden.
Yes,
amen.
Oh. Oh. For a burden today.
That's
right. Oh, this morning, for broken hearts that you and I need.
Yes.
As a children of God. The brother that just preached talked about the joy. But I'm glad this morning we can have joy, but at the same time we can have a burden.
That's right.
And a broken heart.
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, you know my heart, my desire, and my need today. And you know the heart and the desire and the need of these that sit here this morning. I'm glad today that our God is almighty and all-powerful, and you're able to meet every need that we may have today. We ask you this morning, Lord, as only as we know how, Lord, to manifest yourself, Lord, unto us this morning. I pray, Lord, the Spirit of God may settle in upon us this morning. Dear Father, today, Lord, like the morning dew, dear Heavenly Father, God, minister to us today. do for us, Lord, what needs to be done in Jesus' name. And what you do for us, we'll thank you because you're worthy. Thank you for the Brother Hall, the blessing he's been to us through the years. Lord, for his church and people that have been so good to us. We'll never be able to thank you and thank them enough for it, Lord, but help us today, as humbly and feebly as we know how, from our heart, to be thankful for the goodness of God. Thank you for loving me when I was unlovable. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me when I was lost. I'm glad somebody cared. Somebody preached. And somebody prayed. And the Holy Ghost of God spoke to my heart and showed me I needed God. Speak to us this morning, Lord, in this service. Defeat the devil, Lord. Give victory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I think today that we ought to be able to see that in this scripture that I read this morning that Paul was a man that had a great burden, a great burden. And I'm afraid this morning that probably for the most part, that's missing among us today. Amen. And our prayer to God ought to be today that God would burden our heart this morning. Amen. You know what? We go to church and don't have a burden when we go. We preach, don't have much of a burden when we preach. We teach, we sing, we visit. All these things and other things that we do. But we do it, beloved friend, without a burden. We pray and pray, at least supposed to be a praying for sinners, but we don't have a burden for them like we ought to. Amen. You know, all through the Bible we find that people had a great burden. That's why that God blessed them and used them the way that he did in the Word of God. Nehemiah, you read about in the Bible, he was a man that had a great burden. Amen. And we find that Ezra was a man that had a great burden. And we find also that Jeremiah was a man that had a great burden. And he's called a lot of times by people the weeping prophet. I want to say this today. I wonder what's happened to our tears today. We're too cold-hearted, hard-hearted, and dry-eyed today. Listen, friend, it's not a weakness to weep.
Amen.
If you think it is, I want to tell you, friend, that Jesus, the Bible said, wept over the city of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Amen. Paul said that I warned every one of you, not in day, he said with tears. Amen. And so this morning, it's not a weakness, beloved friend, to weep. Amen. And I wonder what's happened to our tears today. Amen. God help us in this day that we live in. Now, today churches and saints of God and preachers for the most part have lost, beloved friend, the burden that people used to have. Amen. We just don't have that burden that we ought to have for the glory of God. But, you know, I want to say today, friend, we've lost that burden. We've lost that. That's why we see so few people saved today is because we just don't have the burden for sinners. Amen. Without a doubt, this morning, right here in this service, every one of us that's saved by the grace of God, we know somebody, or we've got a loved one or a family member that's lost and going to hell without God. You know what we do? We say a prayer rather than pray a prayer. And there's a difference. Amen. There's a difference. Amen. There have been times, beloved, when the saints of God had such a burden for lost sinners until they wet the altar in the church with their tears. Amen. They wet the pillars at night and went to sleep, beloved friend, with a prayer on their heart for people they knew. For the whole that was lost and going to hell without God. We don't realize, Brother Blue, this morning, the terribleness and the awfulness of people dying lost, unsaved without God. I'm going to tell you this morning, friend, that everybody that dies don't go to heaven when they die. Amen. Yes. We need to have a burden in this damn time that we live in. Better look at my watch, amen. But I want to say today, could it be that there are those here this morning, my friend, who have one time you had a burden, but really you've lost that burden this morning for some reason or other. You don't have it the way you used to have it, amen. And that's a tragic and a sad thing this morning, amen. And then today, churches and saints of God don't have the burden anymore like they used to have, amen. Well, I want to say this morning, first of all, friend, I want to be as heard as I can. I want to say, first of all, today that we need to have a burden for America today. Thank God for America. Amen. Praise God today for the stars and the stripes. Amen. Glad, thank God. The way the banner, thank God, still waves in the breeze. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad this morning, thank God, that I'm American. Amen. I'm glad that I was born in this country. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, that I had the privilege to serve in the United States Army for the freedom of this country. Thank God this morning. I love America. Hallelujah. But all this morning, friend, you know what we need? We need to have a burden today for this country we live in. We're far worse off this morning than we ever thought that we were. We're further away from God this morning than we ever thought that we were. Amen. I'm afraid this morning, friend, that we need to have some old-time, old-fashioned Holy Ghost prayer services and prayer meeting, brother, praying for America today. I believe that's one reason why that we're in the shape and the mess and the condition that we're in today is because, dear friend, we've let out there praying for America today. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe this morning, friend, there's some real heart felt prayer, brother, could change the things in this country today that we live in. Amen. So this morning, dear friend, we need a burden this morning, dear friend, for America. The prophets of old, they had a heavy burden for their people and for their country. Amen. We think about men like old Jeremiah that was called the weeping prophet. Amen. I want to tell you, friend, this morning, it's not a weakness, dear friend, to be a weeping person. Amen. Amen. It doesn't mean that you're not men, dear friend, to weep and to cry. And most of us today, we're too big and we're too proud and hard-hearted, brother, to pray the way we ought to pray, to weep the way we ought to weep. Amen. Amen. I've seen the time, brother, when you'd have altar prayer. Amen. Men, women, young folks, they'd get around the altar, Brother Hall, and they'd pray. Amen. They'd wet the floor, brother, with their tears. Amen. I wonder what's happened to that in this damn time we live in. Amen. I mean, we really pray with a broken heart. We'd pray with a burden, and the power of God was real. Amen. I mean, people got saved and got right with God. And the prophets of old, brother, I mean, they had a burden, and they had a heavy heart, brother, for their people and for their country. We think about men like old Jeremiah that's called, brother, the weeping prophet. Amen. By the way, I want to say this. It's not a weakness, brother, in you as a man to be a weeping man. Just because you weep with a broken heart and tears don't mean, friend, that you're a weakling. Amen. Oh, no. I said today, friend, that old Jeremiah was a weeping man. Ezekiel, he was concerned. Amen. There were many others today, beloved friend, that they had a burden. Amen. We need to have a burden today, my dear friend, and be concerned today. And have a broken heart. We need to be a weeping in this damn time, friend, that we are living in. May God help us about that in this damn time that we live in. We need, my friend, to have that burden and that broken heart in this damn time that we're living. God help you and God help me that we might have that in this damn time, loving friend. And God will help us, amen. And bless us, dear friend, if we'd have a broken heart today, amen. I want to tell you, friend, it's not unmanly for a man to have a broken heart and to weep and shed tears. Amen. And you need not be ashamed, loving friend, to have a broken heart and to weep over lost people. Amen. Amen. I'm a saying, dear friend, this morning that we need today, beloved friend, to have that broken heart that you and I need this morning. Amen. This damn time that we're living in. I'm a saying, dear friend, that old Nehemiah, he had a broken heart. Ezra had a broken heart. Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet. Amen. Oh, we need to have a broken heart this morning. Amen. This damn time we live in. God help us today. We ought not to be ashamed, beloved friend, of our tears. Amen. We ought not to have to apologize, brother, for having a broken heart and weeping. Amen. Amen. It doesn't mean, friend, that you're unmanly to weep and to have a broken heart. Amen. Isn't that right? I believe that today with all of my heart. Yes, I do. I'm going to say to us, dear friend, this morning that we need You see, friend, to be concerned about that today and have a broken heart and to weep, amen. We're ashamed today to weep, amen. People think that's a sign of weakness. Oh, no. Oh, no. I tell you, you know what? The Bible says old Jeremiah was a weeping prophet, amen. Our problem today is, brother, we're too hard-hearted, amen. Amen. I wonder today, how long has it been, friend, since you had a broken heart and you wept, beloved friend, over people that was lost and unsaved and undone, dear friends, without God Almighty. Amen. I'm a saying today, friend, that we need to have a broken heart in this day and time that we live in. Amen. Oh, God, touch our heart today. You know what our problem is? We're too hard-hearted and too cold-hearted today. Amen. That's exactly right. Too hard-hearted and too cold-hearted in this day and time, friend, that we're living in. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm a said friend this morning that we need to have, you see, friend, a broken heart in this day and time that we live in. Amen. Well, not to be ashamed, brother, to weep over lost sinners. Amen. How long has it been since you wept over some lost soul that you knew? Maybe a family member, a loved one, or a neighbor, a friend, dear, or somebody like that, dear friend, that was unsaved and did not know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. The Bible said that Jesus, dear friend, he wept over the city of Jerusalem. Amen. I wonder today, friend, if we ever weep over lost men, women, and boys and girls today that you and I know. I wonder if we pastors today ever weep, brother, over our community and our church people that's not right with God, unsaved without God. We need a burden this morning. Amen. We need a broken heart. God help us today. I want to tell you, friend, that it's not a weakness, dear friend. It is not a weakness, brother, for a man to shed some tears. Amen. Amen. I believe that today with all of my heart. God help us in this day and time, friend, that you and I are living in. We need to have today, friends, a broken heart. We need to have a broken heart today. Lord, help us. God, help us today. Oh, God, help us this morning. God help us this morning. I'm a saying, dear friend, today that we need to have a broken heart. We need to have some tears today. Really, man, a day-to-day, friend, when people are so cold-hearted today. And dear friend, they just cannot weep in this day and time that we live in. Amen. We sit in the house of God, hear the old songs, and hear the preaching of the Word of God, and our hearts are hard and cold, and our eyes are dry. Amen. Isn't that right? Oh, yes, sir, dear friend. I'm going to tell you, dear friend, today that it's not unmanly, beloved friend, to weep. Amen. Oh, no. We need to have a broken heart in this day and time, friend, that you and I are living in. God help us this morning. Amen. God help us this morning. Amen. We need the help of God today to touch our heart. Move upon us with the Holy Ghost of God this morning. Amen. We need to have a tender heart this morning, do we not? Yes, sir. We need to have a tender heart this morning. Lord, help you and God help me this morning. The Bible said that Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem. Amen. He wept over the city of Jerusalem. Have a broken heart today. Need to have some tears this morning, do we not? Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. We need to have, my dear friend, some tears this morning, a broken heart. God, help us this morning. I need the help of God. I need God to help me this morning. I really do. I need the help of God this morning. I need the touch of God today in this service. I want us to bow our heads, please, in a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you this morning for the goodness of God. Thank you for the services and the preaching we've had the privilege, Lord, to hear, Lord, since we've been here. Thank you, Lord, for this good church and this good pastor, Lord, that we have. Lord, you've been so good to us and been so gracious to us and been so helpful to us, dear Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, for that today. I want to bless your holy and sweet name for that, dear Lord, this morning. And dear God, I need you to help me. I'm nothing without you. Lord, I can do nothing without you. Lord, my efforts will be less than nothing, dear God, unless you help me this morning in this service. And Lord, you know the people, and I don't know them, and I don't know their heart. Lord, I'm glad that you do. And I'm praying this morning, dear God, that you'd move, dear Lord, upon us in the presence of God and the power of God and the Holy Ghost this morning, Lord. Father, if you don't help me, Lord, there will be no help this morning from me. I want to be a blessing. Lord, I want to honor you. Lord, I want to please you. I want to exalt you. I want to lift you up this morning in this service. And I want to do what you want me to do, Lord, this morning in the house of God. I need your help, Lord, today. So, Father, I'm asking you and I'm praying this morning, dear God, that you'd help me and bless me and use me, Lord, for the honor and the glory and the praise of our God today. And we'll thank you, we'll praise you for what you do in Jesus' wonderful name and for his sake. Amen and amen. 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 Paul says here in the scripture today, he said these words, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brother and my kinsman according to the flesh. Amen. Now, we find in the Bible that Nehemiah was a man that had a great burden. We find that Ezra was a man that had a great burden. Nehemiah was a man that had a great burden. And you and I need a burden today. And I'm afraid that's the thing that's missing among us, a lot of us today in the house of God. Amen. We visit, don't have a burden. And we preach and don't have the burden. Amen. We go to church, don't have no burden. And nothing happens. Amen. God help us today. We need that burden. Today, the churches and preachers and the saints of God, for the most part, have lost their burden if they ever did have one. Amen. That's exactly right. And so may the Lord help us today, dear friend. And you know, could it be today that there are those in this service today who have over time maybe lost that burden, dear friend, that you might have had for the honor and the glory and the praise of God. Amen. We sing today and we preach today and we pray today and we teach today and visit today and all these things and witness. And we don't do it, dear friend, with a burden today. What we need, friend, today is a real burden upon our heart. A real burden upon our heart. Amen. You know, the need today of churches and the saints of God and preachers is to have a burden today. And I pray today that God would touch your heart and my heart and we could get the burden that we need today to do the work that God wants us to have in this day and time that we live in today. Now, I want to say first of all this morning that we need a burden for America today. And you know this morning without me telling you that we're in a bad shape in this country today. I think we're in worse shape today than probably we've ever been in my life and probably in your life as well. Amen. But thank God I still believe, brother, there is still some hope for America. Amen. I believe that God can still change things. Amen. I really believe that. My dear friend, if you and I would get the burden for this country today, I do believe, dear friend, this morning that this is the greatest nation still upon the face of the earth today. And God bless this country. Thank God today for that. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, dear family, we need a burden for America today. The prophets of old had a burden for their people and for their country. Amen. And oh, today, you know, the scripture that I read today shows us we need to have a burden today. And I mentioned today that Jeremiah was a man that had a great burden his day. And Ezra was a man that had a burden. And Ezekiel was a man that had a burden. And others today had a burden. I wonder this morning, friend, if you and I have a burden for this country. I believe there's still some hope for America today. I mean, if we had just really turned to God with all of our hearts. And we'd really get a burden in this country. Amen. Amen. I still believe there'd be some hope. I believe God can still change some things if we just get the burden that we ought to have. God is able today. God is still almighty and God's all powerful. And I tell you right now, I am, thank God, a red blooded American. Amen. I'm glad today I can stand here and tell you, friend, that I did serve in the military of this country. Hallelujah. Amen. I can stand here and tell you this morning, friend, that I went overseas. Amen. I thank God that I was able to do that. Amen. Amen. Thank God for America today. What a stand up, brother, for America today. Ought to be a prayer this morning, brother, for America. God would help us, amen. And God, brother, can still change things. And he can still turn things around, brother Hall, I believe, in this country today. Oh, God, help us today. America needs God. I believe, brother, that we're probably further away from the Lord today than we've probably ever been before. We need a God in America today like we never needed the Lord before. Oh, I thank thank God for America today, don't you? I'm glad I was born in this country. I'm glad I live in this country. I mean, it's been the greatest nation that's upon the face of God's earth. Amen. God blessed us and used us. Amen. But we're adrift today. Amen. I mean, there's sin everywhere. I'm telling you, pay me a burden this country today. Do you ever pray for your country? Do you ever pray for our president? Amen. I do. I try to do that. I pray, brother, for the governors and the leaders. Amen. All that. I try to do that. We ought to do that. Amen. The Bible tells us to do that. And the Bible commands us, thank God, to do that. Amen. Oh, listen to you. Pray me a burden for America today. Would you like to see God send a revival to this country? We like to see God do something in our day, in our land that we live in. I tell you, this country has been a great nation. Hallelujah. God bless it and use it in a great and a wonderful way. I praise God today for that. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God this morning for America. Hallelujah. And you and I are blessed to be born in this country if you were born here. We're blessed, thank God, to live in this land of the brave and the free, thank God. I'm glad, thank God, want to thank God this morning. We live in a land, thank God, where the stars and stripes, thank God, still blowing the breeze. Hallelujah, amen. How wonderful that is today. We're to stand up for America today. We're to stand up for what's right. Praise God. Well, with that said this morning, probably more could be said along that line today, but I want to move along this morning because I don't want to take a long time. But I'll tell you what, my dear friend, you know what? We need a burden for America today. I wonder this morning, do you ever really pray for America? Do you ever pray for the governor of your state? Do you ever pray for the leaders of your community and your town? Do you ever pray for the president we got? Amen. I mean, do you ever really pray for him? Do you ever pray for the congressmen and senators of your state? Amen. Oh, yes. I tell you right now, friend, I don't know that it'll ever be, but I know one thing. God is able, thank God, to turn things around, thank God, this country. Amen. Whether it ever be or not, I don't know, but I'm going to tell you this morning. God is able, thank God, to change things because God is still almighty and God's all-powerful. Hallelujah. He hasn't changed. Amen. Well, I got to move along from that this morning. Amen. So, you know, I want to say, dear friend, we need to have a concern today. Amen. We need to have a concern today. Amen. For this country that we live in. Have a burden for it. I think you can see in the scripture I read this morning that Paul was a man that had a great burden. A great burden. And then today, not only do we need to have a burden for our country, but listen, we need to have a burden for revival today. Now, I'm just telling you what I believe this morning, friend. If you disagree, that's okay with me. Because you won't be the first to ever disagree with me, and you won't be the last. I'm sure you that. Amen. So your disagree with me, don't bother me, and don't worry me too bad. Amen. I wish you would agree with me, but if you don't, that's not going to bother me too much. I'm not going to lose too much sleep about that. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, friend, you know what? We need to have a burden today, brother, for revival. Amen. A burden for revival today. God, burden our heart and break our heart for revival. Amen. I'm telling you something, friend, this morning. I just plain don't see much revival going on anywhere. I'm not being critical. I'm not being critical. I'm telling you, friend, this morning there have been times in this country when God gave revival. That's why God has blessed us and helped us and brought us to where we are today, because there have been times in this country, friend, when there was revival going on in this country today. And you know some men about years ago that God blessed and God used to bring revival and keep revival fires burning in our churches, in our country. Amen. Men like what the people call Mordecai Ham. Amen. Oh, what a man. What a man. Amen. Men like Charles Finney, amen. You can think what you want to think about him, but I'll tell you one thing. I believe he was a revival man, amen. Amen. And that was old Moody, amen. And there were many others I could name this morning that God used to bring revival, thank God, and stir revival fire in this country today. Don't see much of that anymore. I'll tell you one thing this morning. I really believe that the great need for America today in our country, Brother Hall, is an old-fashioned Holy Ghost heaven-sent revival. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. I don't know how long we're going to survive unless We have a move of God in our churches today. I'm going to tell you something, friend, this morning. If revival don't start with you and me, you tell me, friend, where it's going to start. If revival don't start in our churches, you tell me where it's going to start. If revival don't start, Brother Shepherd, in our home, tell me where it's going to start. If it don't start in your heart and my heart, tell me where it's going to start. The great need in America today is revival. Old-fashioned turning to God. Old-fashioned Holy Ghost repentance. Amen. People getting right with God. I want to tell you something, friend. If you're saved by the grace of God, and you're a God-called preacher, you ought to have a burden for revival. And I want to ask you this morning, do you ever pray? Do you ever really earnestly, seriously pray that God would stir revival fires in your heart and in your church? If there's anything our churches need this morning, it's an old-fashioned Holy Ghost, hellfire, devil stomping, sin-killing revival. That's what we need today. And I'm going to tell you, friend, this morning, if we don't have that kind of revival, I don't know how much longer we're going to survive in this country. I do believe this morning, friend, that's the hope of America today. That's the hope of our churches. That's the hope of our homes today. Oh, God, revive my heart. Revive my heart. I try to pray every day for revival. Are you praying for revival?
Amen.
Is your church praying for revival? Preacher, pastor, evangelist, are you praying for revival?
Amen.
We need today to have a burden for our country. But we need to have a burden today for an old-time revival.
That's right.
Thank God I got saved in an old-fashioned Baptist tent revival.
Amen.
And Brother Shepherd, I never forgot about that.
Amen.
It's still real today with me, thank God.
Amen.
I think of it often. Go back to that, amen. When the Spirit of God moved in power and blessing, amen. But old time Holy Ghost conviction, amen. Sinners got saved by the grace of God. People got right with the Lord. We don't have time for revival today. We need revival today. Don't we need revival? God burden your heart. God burden my heart today for revival. I'll tell you what, I'd like to see a revival somewhere, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
Amen. We talk about it, we say we pray about it, we sing about it, but we're not having it.
Yeah.
People said sometimes to me, they said, I heard people, preachers say sometimes, said, we're having revival in our church. Well, thank the Lord. But you know what they say? They said, we've been having some people saved in our church. Well, thank God for that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Amen. We're always glad to see people say, we'll rejoice about that. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. Just because you've had a half a dozen people saved in your last few months, in the last few months in your church, don't mean your church is having revival, friend. Listen to me this morning. When we have revival in our hearts, in our homes, in our churches, it's going to get out in the community. Amen. When we have revival like that, friend, it's going to get out in the community. It's going to get out in the town. It's going to spread, thank God, because revival fires, my dear friend, will spread. Isn't that right? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the revival fires of God burn in your heart and my heart this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Did you ever pray for revival? God revive you. Revival ought to start in your heart.
Yeah.
If you get some revival fire start in your heart, you might get some start in your church. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm sorry this morning, I'm not being critical. I'm not being critical. But I'm going to tell you God's truth this morning. Good many of the churches that I go to, they're dead as a doornail.
Amen.
no spirit, no life, no power of God. And I think when I go to some of them, and I'm not sure, but I go to some of them, and I think when I'm there at that church, these people don't want revival. And hear me well this morning, friend. If you don't want it in your church, God probably not going to give it to you. But if we get to the place where we really wanted it, we're burdened for it, we really prayed for it, amen. God could still give revival in this day and time that we live in. God is still able, amen. Amen. And revival, dear friends, is more than just a few people once in a while in our churches getting saved by the grace of God. It'll get out in the community. It'll get out in the town, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm talking about the kind of revival, dear friend, that had an old Charles Finney's day. You can say about it what you want to, but one thing must have the touch of God on him, amen. I'm not going to criticize him too much myself. Amen. Amen. Need a kind of revival, dear friend, that had back in those days. Right, hey, yes, sir. And you can say about it what you want to say about him, but you can, all you want to, but we need a kind of revival like they had back in old J.L. Smith's day. And I know he's a Southern Baptist, but one thing about it, he had the touch of God on him, friend. You can like it or not like it. You can like him or not like him, my dear friend. But I tell you one thing. God blessed him and used him in a great and a mighty way. Amen. But that kind of meetings and revivals and men of God just about, Brother Shepherd, passed off the scene today. Not many of them left today. Oh, this morning. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing today if in this service this morning God would start a fire in some son of God's heart, and some preacher, some pastor, or some evangelist this morning for an old time Holy Ghost revival. We'd pray, we wouldn't quit, we wouldn't give up, and we wouldn't stop. We wouldn't get discouraged until, my friend, God opened the heavens and the Lord come down, and we experienced the mighty move of God. Amen. Lord, help us today. We need to have a burden this morning for revival. I could say more right there this morning, but I got to move on because I don't want to take a lot of time today. Revival. And you know what? There's a lot of people today in our churches. They've never seen revival. They don't know what it is. Listen, if we'd have revival in our churches, it'd get out in our town. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you what, friend, we had an old time Holy Ghost, hellfire, revival, amen. There'd be some hell holes and beer joints and honky-tonks and shut out of, go out of business, amen, buddy. That's the kind of revival I'm talking about, buddy. And God's still able to do it. You know how come I know that? Because I've seen God do that before, and what He's done before, He can do again. Amen. I seen God, Brother Keel, some beer joint owner, a man in our town, had a beer joint for 28 years. I saw God put that man in the grave, and God killed him and struck him dead, buddy. God is still God. He's still Almighty. God's all powerful. And God can give revival, and people that would stand in the way of it and hinder it, I'm going to tell you right now, friend, God can move them out of the way. And I've seen, and maybe some of you have seen, God put some men in the ground and turned their toes up toward heaven because they stood in the way of the blessings of God, the preaching of the gospel, the grace of God. Amen. I seen Brother God. I seen God. Killed my friend, a town councilman. Amen. Stood in the way of the preaching of the word of God. God killed that man. Amen. You know what we need today? We need revival. Let me ask you this morning, personally and individually. Let me ask you. Do you individually and personally need revival in your own heart? In your heart today. In your heart this morning, dear preacher, dear son of God. Do you need revival in your own heart this morning as a child of God? And if you do, may I ask you this morning, do you have a desire? You have a desire for revival. You have a burden for revival. I don't know, you probably heard me, some of you heard me say it before. Brother Hall, I never forgot that old-fashioned Baptist tent revival when I was just a boy. Lost as lost could be. When an old, great man stood up and preached the gospel of the grace of God. And I got into conviction. And God saved my soul by the grace of God. Oh, I long for that today. I'd like to see some more of that today. Great numbers of people getting saved. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, people with broken hearts and tears today. And God saved them. And they got baptized. And they joined the church. And they live for God and serve God. We have people making professions of faith today. On a Sunday morning, you don't ever see them no more. Don't even come back on Sunday night. Amen. I'm going to tell you one thing. When people get the real thing, son, it'll last. It'll stay with them. Amen now. Listen, dear friend, this morning. Would you have a burden, brother, for revival today? Amen. Don't you believe God's able to give revival today?
Sure.
I know He can. He's able. Well, I could say a lot more right there. Amen. Well, but I want to hear you say this. There will be no burden for revival without prayer. And there will be no prayer without a burden. And there will be no revival without prayer and without a burden for revival. I want to say this morning also today, friend, that we need to have a burden not only for America. We need to have a burden today for revival. We need to have a burden this morning for sinners. Lost people. You know what I need today? I don't need a bigger car, a better car. I don't need much more of this old world's goods. I just need to have a burden for lost people. People that's lost and undone going to hell without God. And you and I that are in this service this morning, say, people, you know somebody. You got a family member. You got a loved one that's lost and undone without God. And may I ask you this morning, friend, do you really have a burden for them? Do you really pray regularly, faithfully, earnestly, seriously, with a broken heart, and with tears that God has saved their soul? Listen, friend, God still loves sinners. Amen. God can still save old sinners. I praise God today for that. I thank God this morning that God Almighty can reach down in the muck and the mire of sin to the most wicked and vile sinner, brother Paul. God can lift them out of their sin. Wash them in the blood that Christ shed on the cross of Calvary. Make them clean and pure in the sight of God. Make a saint of God out of them. Hallelujah. Make them a testimony for the glory of God. Oh, this morning that you and I could have a burden for lost souls. Paul said in chapter 10 of Romans verse 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Brother, in my heart's desire, I wonder this morning, what's your heart's desire? Oh, what is my heart's desire this morning? Is it more money? Is it a bigger salary? Is it a bigger house? Is it a new car? What is it this morning that our heart desire is this morning? Oh, for every one of us that are saved today, that our heart desire would be that our people might get saved by the grace of God. Our people might get saved by the grace of God. Oh. Psalm 126, 5 and 6, you know the scripture, he says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth for precious seed shall come again Granted, she's with us. We go out on visitation, knock on the door of lost people, but there's no tear in our eye. There's no burden on our heart. There's no real desire to see them saved by the grace of God. Proverbs 11, verse 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Daniel 12, verse 1 says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn men into righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Oh God, this morning, break my heart, burden my heart, put tears in my eyes for sinners that are lost and going to hell without God. Oh, God, move our hearts this morning. You know what? We preach and don't have any tears. We sing and don't have it. We teach, pray. Pastors don't have any tears today. A lot of missionaries don't have any tears. They don't have a burden today. That brother Mike Wood. Oh, Brother Hall, that Brother Mike Wood the other day or night, whenever it was, I kind of sensed that man had a burden for sinners, amen. The song I'd have put in these words, rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin in the grave, weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. And friend, this morning, hear me. There's no need. There's no need to weep over that lost person when they're already dead. When you pass by their casket, look at their casket, look at their cold, dead face. When you look at them in that casket, friend, they died lost. They're already in hell. You can't pray them out of hell, friend. You're going to pray for them, you better be praying for them now. You're going to try to witness to them, you better be doing it now. If you're going to weep over their soul, you better be doing it now. God help us today. God help us today. I tell you, Brother Hall, I want to be a soul winner for God. I want to see people get saved, don't you? Oh, I want God to give me a burden. I want God to give me tears and a broken heart for lost souls. I really do. And I know of people this morning. And I got loved ones. Brother Hall, I got loved ones that's lost without God. If they died today, they'd left their fruitless cries in a devil's hell without God. Oh, how can we stand? How can we bear to see our loved ones die lost and go to hell without God? How can we bear that? How can we stand that today? Brother, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. What's your desire this morning? What's the burden of your heart today? Amen. Paul said, I could wish myself were a curse from Christ for my brother and my kinsman according to the flesh. God help us today. Thank you, Brother Hall. Oh, dear Jesus. Oh, dear Jesus. Oh, dear Jesus, you know what? Churches today have got away from the main thing, winning people to God. We're doing a lot of things today that will not count, not mount anything in eternity at the judgment seat. Brother, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For what is our joy, our crown, our hope, rejoicing?
are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming, for ye are our glory and joy. Ye are our glory and joy. Amen. Amen.